אנגלית, שאלון וו, מודיול F, גרסה א', חורף תשין סמכת, 2009. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the newsletter below and then answer questions 1 to 7. National Inventors Hall of Fame, Winter 2009 Newsletter. Dear friends, as you know, every year the National Inventors Hall of Fame, NIHF, adds a new name to its list of people whose ingenuity has changed our lives. And once again, the public is being asked to choose the most deserving candidate. Here are this year's candidates. Clarence Birdseye, Frozen Foods. In 1912, on a trip to northern Canada, Birdseye noticed that local fishermen threw their catch straight onto the ice. This, the fisherman explained, helped preserve the fish for long periods while keeping much of the flavor. He quickly realized that a similar process could be applied to foods before marketing them to stores with similar results. On his return, Birdseye founded a company to produce machinery for fast freezing and eventually expanded into the production of frozen foods. He began with fish fingers because food froze more quickly in those early machines when cut into thin slices. They were an instant hit, and the first in a long line of products that soon made Birdseye Frozen Foods a familiar name all over the world. Garrett Morgan, Traffic Lights. Manual traffic signals indicating stop or go have been around since 1868. These two-step devices worked fine as long as most of the traffic consisted of horse-drawn carriages, but when cars began clogging city streets, they became inadequate. Taking the idea from railroad signals, Morgan designed an automatic three-step traffic light with a yellow stage to indicate caution. In 1923, he sold his invention to General Electric for $40,000. 85 years later, it is still making life easier for drivers. Douglas Engelbart, the computer mouse. When Engelbart presented his invention to the public in 1970, he described it as a position indicator for a display system. Now, nearly 40 years later, it is universally known as the mouse. From the moment it appeared on the market as a plain wooden box on metal wheels, the mouse transformed computers from machines operated only by experts into tools that anyone could use. Whereas Engelbart himself was modest about his invention, others recognized its tremendous benefit. In 1997, he was awarded the Lelmonson MIT Prize of $500,000, the world's largest cash prize for invention and innovation. Other inventors who nearly made it onto this list include Margaret Knight, who gave us flat-bottomed paper bags, Robert Adler, inventor of the TV remote control, and Milton Bradley, who started the board game industry in America. To help you decide whom to vote for, go to our website at www.invent.org and find out more about the candidates. While you're there, you may also submit the names of other inventors you think should be considered for the honor of entry into the Hall of Fame. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the newsletter. In questions 1, 5, and 6, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What is the main purpose of the newsletter? 1. To introduce the NIHF to the public. 2. To ask for the public's participation. 3. To describe some recent inventions. 4. To present the most famous inventors. 2. What do the writers of the newsletter explain in lines 6 to 14? Give two answers. Complete the sentences. 1. They explain how Birdseye, 2. They explain how Birdseye, 3. What are the results referred to in line 10? 4. Complete the sentence. The information in lines 16 to 18 is given in order to explain why 5. What information is given about both Morgan and Engelbart? 1. How they felt about their inventions. 2. In what ways their inventions have changed. 3. What changes their inventions brought about. 4. How long they worked on their inventions. 6. What is emphasized in the newsletter regarding Engelbart's invention? 1. How it works. 2. How it got its name. 3. Why experts welcomed it. 4. How important it is. 7. How are the inventors mentioned in lines 31 to 33 different from the other inventors mentioned in the newsletter? Complete the sentence. People cannot, Part 2, Written Presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 8. An international teen magazine is holding a writing competition for high school students. It has asked them to write on the following topic. How have inventions influenced our lives? Write a passage for the magazine. Choose one or two inventions and describe their influence on your life and/or the lives of others. Note, do not write about inventions described in the text. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.